Follow-up. Wednesday's hit and run leads to an arrest. On Wednesday, August 15, 2018, at about 1:30 p.m., a Dewey Humboldt resident, identified as James Kissel, age 35, was traveling southbound on Navajo Drive, just before State Route 69, when he collided with another vehicle. Kissel was driving his father's white Ford Explorer, and after the collision, he left the area. Multiple witnesses came forward and provided valuable information to Prescott Valley police officers, including Kissel's description of the vehicle license plate number. A witness stated that Kissel did not stop or slow down after the collision, but left the scene at a high rate of speed. Most of the witnesses said they saw the vehicle traveling eastbound along the frontage road of State Route 69. One of the witnesses stated they saw damage to Kissel's vehicle and observed him driving aggressively. The witness followed Kissel to Prescott County Club and used a cell phone to photograph the damage and the driver of the vehicle. From the information provided by witnesses, Prescott Valley police officers, along with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office deputies, were able to locate Kissel and the vehicle he was driving. Kissel admitted to being involved in the collision and fleeing from the accident. He told officers that he had been drinking prior to the accident. Kissel also admitted to having a suspended license. Kissel was booked into the Yavapai County Jail on charges of felony aggravated DUI, reckless driving, endangerment, failure to remain in an accident, and criminal damage. The arrest was achieved by the excellent work of the Prescott Valley police officers, along with assistance from the Yavapai County's office. However, the majority of hit-and-run accidents are difficult to solve without the assistance from the community. The Prescott Valley community came forward and provided critical information to officers, which led to their arrest. It is always important to remember, if you see something, say something. The Prescott Valley Police Department would like to thank the witnesses that came forward to help solve the incident. This is James Reisinger, Support Services Supervisor, Prescott Valley Police Department.